Amen. Oh, okay, I want to prophesy. I want to say something. If you are with your Bible, let's stand up and read one verse. In fact, half a verse, then we'll sit down. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. The first sentence there. All of us, we shall say it together. Behold, I show you a mystery. That's all. Are we there? We shall say it all in a chorus. 1, 2, 3, shall we go? Behold, I show you a mystery. Shikena. Wait. I say only that first sentence. Let's say it again. Shall we go? Now, tell your neighbor, behold, I show you a mystery. Tell another neighbor. Tell another one. Thank you. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, Pride Television has now moved to the Intelsat MyTV. And that is the most popular of the satellite television. We are all the Nigerian stations, Nigerian churches, own channels. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God because we are following them bumper to bumper. So, I had the opportunity now to sit down and let me even see what are they saying. And I try to look. There is something trendy now. There is something that is trendy now. An unusual outburst of anointing. Everywhere is anointing, anointing, anointing galore. Anointing, anointing, and anointing galore. You see? I mean, when I say anointing, I mean serious one. Serious anointing. Put on those channels. They are competing with one another. In deliverance, mighty, there is a particular channel, Mercy Television. For the past 2 or 3 days, from morning to night, they are showing a crusade they held in Yonogu and Port Harcourt. From morning to night, it's just deliverance, 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 deliverance. Ah, that man has grace. He is strong. He shouts from morning to night, shouting. Look, it is a special grace. Let's clap hand for that type of grace. That man is anointed. Praise God. Mention them. They are anointed. And thank God we don't rush. Go there before the channels are exhausted. Because very soon, people will be going to look for channel on that satellite. They won't get any more. Because they are all sold out. Listen, church. We have a message. We have a message. And all my ministry is to tell the bride of Jesus Christ the message. Remember that the message is not for everyone. And so when I preach, I'm not expecting everybody to accept what we are saying. Praise the Lord. But we will say it so that we can at least understand what is happening. At least understand what is happening. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will show you a mystery. And I'm looking at them from 4 different mysteries that we need to know. that relates to what is happening in Christianity today. Number one is in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. There is a mystery there. Matthew 7, 21. What does it say? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me, in that day, there is a specific day. And that is the day that everybody will come and give account of himself before your Maker. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. That's my emphasis. And in thy name done many wonderful works. See the mystery, verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. That is mystery number one. What is the mystery? The mystery there is that you may be casting out devils in the name of Jesus, and they are manifesting. And they are shouting. Everybody is seeing it. You are doing miracles, signs and wonders. They do wonders. It's a wonder that without touching anybody, you do like this, you go fall. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. It's a wonder that you don't carry water, pour for somebody, fall yakata. It's a wonder. And yet, Jesus Christ will tell you, I never knew you. I will tell you the mystery. Praise the Lord. Number two mystery is Romans chapter 9 verse 6. Number two mystery. I said there are four. For now. There are many, but for now. For the purpose of what you must know. He said, not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Hey! They are not all Israel which are of Israel. Listen, they are not all Israel which are of Israel. What is the meaning of Israel? Israel means priest with God. We are heirs of the Father. They say we are joint heirs with the Son. Then, what is the meaning of Israel? Israel means priest with God. But there is somebody that bears the name Israel. Who is the person? Jacob, isn't it? His name was changed to Israel. So it is expected that anybody that comes out from the loins of Jacob will also be an Israelite, a priest with God. So he's saying, although you came out of Israel, hallelujah, amen, you may not be an Israelite. You may not be an Israel of God. So break it down. Although you are a Christian, but you may not be of Christ. So, not all Christians are of Christ. Praise God. Number three mystery is that God can deceive a man. I'll prove it. Hey, you mean God can deceive? Yes, I will prove it. I have preached that before. In case you didn't hear me, I will just brush over and give a picture of it. That God can deceive somebody. That's mystery number what? Eh? That's mystery number three. The mystery number four is that the rapture has started. The rapture has started. How many people are ready to see that mystery now? The mystery. Amen. I have to say this because a lot of us, if you notice, all these categories of people, they are linked to God. That God can deceive his own people. That God, hallelujah, that although you came out of the loins of Israel, you may not be of Israel. You may not be. Amen. Why I am saying so is everyone that has a ministry, including those women pastors, very anointed women pastors, some of them have their own television stations now. It's a very big market now. So me too, don't enter to sell my own market. We're all selling market. Praise God. We're all selling market. Now my market now, they sell so now. Amen. Everyone that is preaching today into the ministry, let's claim to a call. Listen, I am not here to tell you that people are using occultic power. No. I have gone beyond that. The Bible tells me that this spirit will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. And the reason why the elect cannot be deceived is because there will be a voice that they will listen to. There will be a message that will open their eyes. There will be a message that will establish them. Because the bride of Jesus Christ, what keeps them is not anointing. What keeps them is the word of God. And it is simple, even as we are sitting here. Remember, in every move of God, there are a mixed multitude. That you are sitting down here, you are a member of Bride Assembly. I have said it several times. You may be a member of Bride Assembly, but may not be a member of the body of Christ, called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say, you may be a member of Bride Assembly, and the pastor knows you. Everybody knows you, and Christ may not know you. So salvation is deeper than that. So when I speak like this, but there is an identification of a true bride member. By their fruits, you know them. One of the identification is the thing that excites a bride member. When I say bride, I'm not talking about Bride Assembly Church. I'm talking about the wife of Jesus Christ. The bride for whom he went and paid the bride price on the cross on Calvary. They are the ones I'm referring to. What excites us is not the abracadabra of anointing. Anywhere I go, what keeps me awake, I cannot sleep in any church I go, is the word. When it comes to opening the Bible, sleep will disappear. When you see somebody who says he's a Christian, hallelujah, and he has no hunger and thirst for the word of God, because the word of God is the bread of life. The word of God is what our spirit man feeds on. And the physical body, when you are hungry, you desire food. You will look for food to eat. The spiritual food also for the soul is God's word. And if you are not hungry and thirsty for righteousness, then something is wrong with you. Hallelujah. And if there is nothing in you that will desire to eat the word, then certainly that word is not for you. Oh, glory be to God. If there is nothing inside of him that is connected to receive it, because the Bible says, where the carcass is, what will happen? The evil will gather to do what? To eat. To eat. When the Bible says, all tables are full of vomit. Hallelujah. Which table? Is the table where the food of the spirit is served. The food of the soul is served. And that table is the altar. Even here now. Hallelujah. Jesus has a table spread. We are the saints of God affairs. Through his
chosen people.
Come and dine. Come and dine. Come and dine.
Yeah, they find a harvest and the find a agony. Oh, the strength to stop with Jesus.
All the time.
Commander.
Oh, Commander.
Commander.
The master. Commander. Hey, you may be my Jesus. Table all the time. You made the multitude turn the water into wine. So the army called it down. The next verse. The next verse. The disciples came to land and obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them commander. Oh yes. They have found their heart desire. Bread and fish upon the fire.
Yes sir.
Does it satisfy the hungry every time? Oh yes. Commander. The master called commander.
Commander.
You may miss that Jesus table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. The hungry all the time.
The next verse again.
Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be.
Oh yes!
All it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will be eternally. Hallelujah! The master called it commander. You may be at Jesus' table all the time. He will fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry,
say it one more time. Say it.
Oh, commander, commander, you may be at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry God, commander.
Hallelujah. Can we die now? Can we go to the Lord's table? Eh? Can we go to the Lord's table? Hallelujah. Yes, everyone that is pastoring any church will lay claim that they are called. And please, they are the ones I am talking to this evening. No argument. God call you. Yes. There is no wrongly. If it is God that has called you, God cannot call you wrongly. Do you understand? Listen to me very well. That is what differentiates us. It is knowledge. Revelation. That's why we can never be deceived. Never be deceived. Ah, something happened in Akwanga. Now listen. I think it was the first day. The first day, we were using anointing to attract the people to come. We are using anointing to attract them to because we know they are coming again the second day so that they will see reason, because now these are the things that attract people. Power, anointing. And I was going to do a ministration. A deliverance action. Place your hand on your head. I was hearing in the spirit. Maybe this one I come for. I want Holy Ghost. Ah. Some of you were there. Who are those? Those musicians, you were there. You were there. I stop. I say, hey, see what I am hearing. This, I say, who is best in making this statement? Right at the back there, a man put up his hand. He came from Zamfara. Travel all that distance. He said, Nahimo, the Holy Ghost he wants. That is God's elect. He said, not be all this one when they do, not be a prophecy when they receive. All this one, 9 B.O. I was hearing the Spirit say, I want Holy Ghost. Ha! And the Bible says, blessed are they that test the righteousness, for they shall be. And as soon as I say, and while I was talking with him, I had not only him. He said, many more. And so I didn't do that ministration again. I had to hang it. I said, okay, you take it, receive the Holy Ghost. And the power of God came and come and see what was happening. Why I remember it, that is identification of God's elect. Not beyond this one, they attract us. I am not downplaying it. I want you to understand. Because it is the children's meat. There must be healing. There must be deliverance. All the 9 gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Every true church, it must be manifesting there. But please, church, beyond that, you must know something. Hallelujah. And we don't measure on those gifts. We don't measure on those gifts. So, now, listen, I am not talking about the babalawos that have changed their signboard to prophets. Those ones are clear. Those ones, they are clear. I am talking now because that is where the mystery is. There is no mystery to see a babalawo change to prophet. Now, market strategy be, oh. There's no mystery there. It's market strategy and repackaging. For more customers, it's repackaging. Hallelujah. And it's very easy to know them. So I say it because I know that there are people that are here, because some of them, they are just, you know, copy. They don't even know the effect of what they are doing. They hear the truth, they repent. Many of them have repented. Hallelujah. Now listen. Every one of them lays claim to a call. They will tell you the day that God called them, including that woman pastor. Did they hear a voice? Yes. Even the name of the ministry was given to them? Yes. By who? God himself. That is where the mystery is. Praise the Lord. But watch something. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. I know we know that scripture, but the purpose of Bible study, that is what we try to do also on Friday night here. It says, and we know, we the Christian, we the believers, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. My emphasis is that yes, God call you, but take note, he call you to fulfill a purpose. Your call is dependent upon what purpose God is calling you. God call every one of us, including me here, for a purpose. He created all things. Do you know that he even created the evil, the Bible says, against the evil day? There is a day that he will need that evil. So that the day he needs evil, he will use it. The fact that evil is terrible doesn't mean that it is not God that created it. All things were created by him, including fire that he will use to consume all disobedience. He's a loving father. He's a loving, oh God is a good God. But he is also a consuming fire. He's a merciful God, but he has fire by the corner. Hey, if you don't understand that, you won't understand God. So the first thing is, did God call me? Yes. For what purpose? Should be your next question. That is where we miss it, and that is where the mystery is. He called us for all, I mean, according to his purpose. And secondly, when he calls a man or a woman, he, God, will anoint that woman, that man, for to achieve or fulfill the purpose that he called the person. So, we are not among those that we quickly look at somebody because he does not know water baptism. He does not know serpent seed. He does not know that a woman cannot be a pastor and he's anointing, ordaining his wife. He does not know that you cannot use anointing for sale. And therefore you say it's of the devil. No, we know better than that. He's not of the devil. He is of God, fulfilling God's purpose. Let that be the background of what we want to show you today. So that you will see all this mighty anointing. Please don't speak against them. They are from God. Hallelujah. That is why I say it's a mystery. It's a mystery. Peter, was he not called? Eh? I just used three of them. Was Peter called? By who? Eh? By Christ himself. Personally. Not be somebody give Peter prophecy. Christ himself came personally, called Peter, walk out with him for over 3 years, in and out, talking with him, eating together, called Peter. The same way he called Peter was the same way he called Judas. Am I correct? He called Judas. And Judas was named among the special 12. In fact, not just that, he even had an office. He was a treasurer. He was the one keeping the money. If it's not important, no other person had appointment among that group. He was the only one. And money is normally given to the one you trust the most. So you will see that Jesus trusted him the most with carnal eye. But Jesus said, have I not called you 12? And one of you is a thief? But because he knew he was a thief, did he remove the purse from him? When he called him, did he not know he was a thief? It is part of his ministry, stealing ministry, he gave him the purse. Why did he call him among the 12? Because he had a purpose to fulfill. God called us according to his purpose. Peter had a purpose. So he gave him the keys to the kingdom. Judas had a purpose. So he gave him the purse. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He anointed Peter. He anointed Judas. And they were going about where he said, go to go everywhere. Judas also left. When they say all God called men come out, we are the disciples of Jesus. Will Judas come out? Sure. So the fact that he was a thief and that he betrayed Christ, will you say that he was not called by God? Eh? So Judas was a God-called man. He was a servant of God. He was a man of God. Oh, man of God! You are a man of God. No controversy over it. And many of them will boast. But I have heard Oyedepo boasting. He quotes the date it happened. That God told him that he was given a mandate to liberate his people. And paraphrasing what he meant was that God gave him a mantle to go and teach his people prosperity. Let them go and prosper. He said that is his ministry. And it will be wrong for you to say he is lying. I believe with the whole of my heart that God spoke to him. How do I know? Does he know any other gospel apart from prosperity? Is it not what you are called to do, you specialize in? And is that ministry not prospering? Eh? Their yearly budget is billions. Therefore, God called Oyedepo. I have heard Baba Adeboye. I heard him. He said he was in a... I didn't say somebody told him. I heard them. He said, when the mantle fell on him, and then he said that, Papa, how will he was a lecturer. And let God just give him one small room somewhere, maybe 3-bedroom flat, where he could stay. And things like that. He said, Daddy told him that he will not only give him that flat, praise God. He said that he will give him a city. He said so. I heard him. And so, he said that when they had come, the redemption camp, that people were saying that it is no longer a praying camp, or it has become a town now, a town. He said that the Lord told him that what it is, they are calling this a town, that this is not what he's giving. He said he is giving him a city. And everybody was clapping hands. Was Baba Adeboye lying? No. He had it. Go there and see whether it's a prayer camp or a city now. Eh? It's a city. So it's God that spoke to him. So God was the one that spoke to him. The evidence is what you are seeing. I have heard those again who boasted that God gave them the mantle for deliverance. And they, to show you they have that mantle, they don't even shout like Pastor Moses shouting here. They use hand only. You see them do like this. With the hand. Like, when they do like this, they go follow. Do like this, they go follow. Then they do like this. They fall. No, that is evidence. That true God told them, give it. Because if God give you mantle for anything, you will do it with ease. He will anoint you for it. Oh, I am not speaking against it. Oh, I admire them. While I'm here shouting, they know they shout. Sometimes when I meet a very serious case, I got a grumble inside of me. I say, God, TB Joshua, no they shout like this. Oh. TB Joshua, no they shout. Okay, what did TB Joshua they do? What do they do now? Tell me so that me too, I'm not going to shout like this. See this one, don't they shout? See, I don't sweat tire. Have you ever seen God's will conducting deliverance? Oh my. He will start by removing his tie first. Then when the thing gets tougher, he will remove his coat. And if the spirit doesn't want to go, because some of these demons and it's only in Africa you see those type of demons. I just don't know. You know, oh, you both demons, they respect themselves. Just go, it's okay, that's okay, I go. Then the person will fall down, coolie. But Africa, oh, who are you? We face one in Akwanga. Joseph and Igbo, they ran away. They abandoned me before this demon. When I asked him, why would I come out? He said, that is your own, that's your mind. The demon was saying, you, this man, I will kill you. And Joseph said, I never marry you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so don't be, I'm saying this to the whole world. Because so many of us, because we cannot understand what is going on. So we conclude they cannot be of God. Or because what is going on is not happening in your church. Because you don't understand. You are standing for the truth and it is not happening here. Therefore, what is going on there cannot be of God. I show you a mystery. It is of God. Ha! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul was also called like that. For a purpose. And the purpose was told to him. Take note that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, let's read it. 1 verse 20 or 21. 20. 2 Timothy. Verse 20. He says, but in a great house, that great house is the church of Jesus Christ. There are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but there are also vessels of what? Wood and of earth. He said, and out of these vessels, whether now wood or earth or gold or silver, he said, some vessels are to what? Honor. And some to dishonor. Where do you find those vessels? In a great house. Who brought them there? The householder. So he's not throwing them away. He has need for them. There are some of them that you use to clean your poo-poo in the toilet. It is a vessel. There is one you keep water for drinking. There's another one for water to wash hand only. There's another one where you keep your better trinkets. You keep those ones special. And they are made of different materials, but they are all vessels. Some golden looking, shiny like silver, and some now earth. You just kick and with small problem, go, it will break. The householder don't lose that one. I'm talking about the church. These vessels are human vessels that come to that great house. But who brought them in? It's a householder. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, when I said that the Bible says, not all that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Are they not casting out devils in the name of Jesus? It is not another name they are using. In Jesus' name, bah, something will happen. The same Jesus you call here. So I want you to understand how God works. Now, I said one of the mysteries is that God can deceive you. Can deceive a man.
And we see that in 1 Kings chapter 21 and also chapter 22. We know the story. Go and read it on your own. It's a popular story. We have preached on that scripture several times before. The story of Ahab, Jehoshaphat, Micaiah, and the 400 prophets of Ahab. What is the story? The story goes that Ahab, under the counsel of his Jezebel wife, Jezebel, went to collect the land of a poor man by the name of Naboth. Killed him and collected his land so that he will add it to his property. And God spoke to Elijah the Tishbite. Elijah went and gave him the prophecy. As they were strolling with the queen Jezebel to go and inspect the land. Now take over. Behold, Elijah appeared. And we know the discussion that took place. You have killed Abiy and you are going to possess. And told him because he has done that, he laid the curse, all the trouble that will come upon his family. And he went his way. 3 years after, Syria and Israel that used to fight battle, for 3 years thereafter, there was no battle. I've told you this. You see yourself living in iniquity and you are prospering in it. It is not that God has forgotten. There is a set time he has arranged to deal with you. And every prophecy that God gives, he said the word that proceeded from his mouth will not return to him void. For the Bible says he, God, watches over his word to perform it. So 3 years now there is peace, Abi. So Ahab forgot that prophecy. And small time, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, came to visit the king of Israel, Ahab. And quickly told him, you know that piece of land there occupied by these Syrians, Ramoth Gilead, you know it belonged to us. Can you follow me to go and let's possess it? Jehoshaphat said, your people are my people. We are all one now. We are all Jews. We are all children of Abraham. But before we go, can we inquire a spiritual person? Amen. A spiritual person. And then before you know what, he says, he called 400 prophets. Come and find out what is the will of the Lord. Can we go? As soon as it says in the heart of Ahab, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, let me tell the story as it was. And then all the 400 prophets, they gathered and they were prophesying. There is one, I think his name is Ezekiel or someone like that, that made a horn and then danced in the spirit. And then went and gave Ahab the horn. He said, with this horn, you will push the Syrians far away. And 400 prophets all saw the same thing. They saw victory, victory, victory. And before you know what, amen, Jehoshaphat looked at them. Amen. There is every true child of God. There is a measure of discernment in you. When something wrong is going on, no matter what is happening, your spirit will not connect. And don't neglect it when your spirit does not connect. If you neglect it, you will pay for it later because Jehoshaphat nearly lost his life. For that, every one of us, there is something, especially those of us that are sensitive in the spirit by virtue of the life that we live. Some of you don't have time for your spiritual life. Monday to Monday, 7 days of the week, no single day you have to withdraw and be with the Lord in fasting, in prayer, in studying. You are too busy chasing for money. So all you do is just feed this flesh until
danger is coming, and the angel walking with you, because every child of God has an angel assigned to walk with you. The angel is giving you signal, sign. And every one of us, we have sign that God uses to talk to us. Everyone that is a Christian, there is a sign you have. Until today, if you are praying, you don't hear voice, you don't see vision, but you are frustrated. Lord, I need money badly. You need money badly. Suddenly there will be a sign you will receive. When you receive that sign, if you are sensitive, you know, if I receive this sign, this thing normally happens. If I see this sign, this thing normally happens. It is not so. You don't generalize it. It's not a doctrine, because how it works with you may not work with another person. But you will know each time this happens. There are some people, for instance, when they are going out to any place and they knock their left foot on a stone, they will know there's danger. They will turn back and not go again. Holy Ghost fire. They tell you, they wait for me there. Because they know each time this happens, there's something bad ahead. It happens. Praise the Lord. Okay. So Jehoshaphat must have had that premonition. And he said, come, Royal Highness, beside all this one, don't you have any more prophets? And he said, there is one other prophet. I don't like him, because he doesn't prophesy anything good to me. And Jehoshaphat convinced him, call him now, call him. We know the story. Immediately he came. Of course, they sent a message to him and warned him, 400, this is what they say. Don't talk your own different, because you always want to look different. And he said, why? It's what the Lord put in me that I will talk now. They said, we are saying it because we know who you are. Two kings are there now. So be careful what you say. And before you know, look, do you know that many of Nigeria's prophets prophesied that Jonathan will come back? And please, do you think that they will stand before the president and lie to him? Eh? They were not lying. They were hearing something. They were hearing something. Let me not go that way now. And please, they were hearing as they used to hear before. Hallelujah. Okay. Then before you know what? Micaiah arrived. And he told them, see what thing I see? I see Israel scattered as sheep without a head. The Lord said, go back to your tents in peace. Jehoshaphat, Ahab told Joseph, did I not tell you this man will never prophesy anything good? Jehoshaphat said, no, don't talk like that now. Then, as he was talking, they were still arguing. He told them what he saw. As soon as Ahab set his heart to go to Ramoth Gilead, God said, You see, this is how God works. This is how God works. There are some young girls, let me tell you. There are some young girls that come to Christ. They may even come to a ministry like this. And they would say it with their mouth, in their heart, in their mouth. Me? I don't marry any. All this come on. All these brothers. Holy, 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 holy. I don't marry any of them. I don't marry any of them. You look down on the children of God. You look down on the children of God. When the time comes for me to marry, when the time comes for me to marry, me, I'm not going to marry any of them. See all of them. They are not there for this kind one, no. They are not there for this bride. Bride, people know that. Meanwhile, they come bride, though. Then, now she's ready to marry. As soon as she's ready to marry, God will remember what you said. And bring the type of husband you say you wanted. Take that man anywhere. Meet any prophet. The prophet will tell you, thus said the Lord. That is your husband. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, it is established. Even in your dream, you will see yourself wedding him.
But immediately you enter, then you're going to say you enter fire. But God showed to me, this is my husband. This is why he showed you. And suddenly, God said, Jehoshaphat wants to go for that battle. Hey! The Bible says he called the whole host of heaven. He said, who has any idea that we will do now to make this man go to that battle and die there, so that that prophecy, he said, will come to pass. This one brought this idea. This one brought this idea. That is what the Bible said. That is what the prophet Micaiah saw. Suddenly, the Bible said, a spirit came. That is how it started. He said, a spirit came and said he has an idea. And God asked him, what is the idea? He said, I will go and be a lying spirit to them. To those, his prophets. And I will prophesy through those prophets that he should go. So that when he goes there, he will die. God said, that's a good idea. Hallelujah. Go ahead. So that message that they were giving those 400 prophets, was that message from God? Yes! It was God that sent that spirit. Therefore, the message is from God. It has God's backing. Not just God's backing, it was on God's assignment. Therefore, he was a minister of God. To do what? To deceive. To deceive who? To deceive two groups of people. Number one, to deceive those prophets. Who will see evil and call evil good? Were they not all with Micaiah? What they were seeing was Micaiah seeing. Were they not seeing too? And so, they were the ones. They were under that false anointing, that spirit of lying spirit anointing. And they were seeing as they used to see before. They were hearing as they used to hear before. So they were sure, go. Just what are you waiting for? And he said, let Israel go back. He told Jehoshaphat, he told Ahab. And Ahab got angry. One of the prophets stepped down and slapped him. I'm sure he must be the president of the association of prophets there. Slap him. When did you start prophesying? Where did the Spirit of God leave me to come and talk to you? And slandered him. So Ahab had more confidence. He said they should lock him up until he come back from that battle. And Micaiah said, that is if you come back alive. Hey, let's clap our hands for Jesus now.